Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们，早晨好。
We thank the Lord that we still have another chance to gather together before Him to listen to His Word.
我们非常感谢主，我们还有一次机会能够聚集在他的面前听他的话语。
And let's begin our meeting, with a word of prayer.
让我们开始的时候有些祷告。
Lord, we thank you and praise you.
主，我们感谢赞美你。
And no matter where we are, as we gather together in your name, you are with us.
不管我们在什么地方，当我们奉你的名聚集的时候，你就在我们中间。
Lord, as we are gathering in your very presence, we do pray that you will gain our whole heart, you will gain our ears.
我们今天早晨祷告，当我们聚集在你同在当中的时候，愿你得着我们的心，得着我们的耳。
And we can truly listen to your voice.
我们可以真实地听见你的声音。
Especially during this very challenging time.
特别是在这个充满挑战的时代。
Lord, we need you.
我们需要你。
We need you to speak to us.
我们需要你对我们说话。
And we need you to gain strength and perseverance from your word.
我们需要借着你的话语得着力量，得着忍耐。
And so Lord, we just give ourselves and the fountain into your hands.
我们把我们自己交在你恩典的手中。
Pray that your holy anointing will be with the one who is speaking, the one who is interpreting, and with all those who will be listening.
愿你的圣灵来高讲的、翻的和众弟兄听的众弟兄姐妹们，
May you gain all the glory.
愿你得着一切的荣耀。
In Jesus' most precious name, we pray.
奉主耶稣基督最宝贵的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, this morning I would like to share a topic that is rejoicing in hope.
弟兄姐妹们，今天早晨我愿意分享一个题目，就是在指望中要喜乐。
And Yes, let's first turn to a few passages.
我们先来读几处经文。
And the first is in Romans chapter 12, verse 12.
我们先读罗马书第十二章十二节。
I'm going to read in English and a brother going to read in Chinese, but we're going to read together to save some time.
我们我来读英文，我弟兄来读中文，但是我们要一起读，来节省一些时间。
Okay, together, Romans 12:12, rejoicing in hope, persevering in tribulation, devoted to prayer.
要恒切。
And the second verse is in Romans chapter 15, verse 13.
第二处是在罗马书第十五章十三节。
Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you will abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. And let's turn to Colossians chapter 1.
我们再来读加拉太书
and verse 27.
一章二十七节。
To whom God will to make known and what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of a glory. And then let's turn to Romans chapter 15.
我们翻到罗马书十五章
and verse 4.
第四节。
For whatever was written in earlier times was written for our instruction, so that through perseverance and the encouragement of the scriptures we might have hope.And then, let's get to 1 Peter chapter 1.
我们再来读彼得前书第一章。
And the verses 3 and 4.
第三到第四节。
Together.
一起来。
Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his great mercy have caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to obtain an inheritance which is reserved.Which is imperishable and undefiled and will not fade away, reserved in heaven for you. And lastly, let's go back to Colossians chapter 1.
我们再回到加拉太书第一章。
And we're going to do, read verse 5.
我们要读第五节。
Because of the hope laid up for you in heaven, of which you previously heard in the word of the truth, the gospel.
在福音真理真道上所听见的。
So, as mentioned, Paul says in Romans chapter 12, verse 12, that we should be rejoicing in hope.
保罗在罗马书第十二章十二节告诉我们说，要在指望中要喜乐。
Indeed, as Christians, we are people of hope.
的确，作为基督徒，我们是一般有指望的人。
And we should be rejoicing in hope.
我们应该是在指望中有喜乐。
But what is hope?
但是这个指望是指什么呢
？And hope actually is looking forward.
这个指望是指向 前看。
And look, hope is an anticipation, is a possibility, is a potential.
这个指望呢，是一个期待，是一个可能，是一个潜在的能力。
And hope also would encourage us.
这个指望能够使我们得到鼓励。
Yes, last week, our governor just make an announcement that, that there is a plan to reopen the state.
上一周我们的州长宣告了一个要重新开启我们这个州的一个计划。
Oh, that announcement probably gave us some hope.
这个宣告呢给我们许多人有一个盼望。
And it gave us something to look forward.
给我们一个向前能够有一个期待的。
And that probably announcement also gave us encouragement. Oh, finally we are coming to closer to the end of the pandemic, we are seeing the light at the end of a tunnel.
这个宣告呢也给我们一个鼓励，说我们可能终于快要来到这个疫情的结束了，我们可以从黑暗中看见曙光了。
And so hope is very, very important to us.
所以这个指望对我们来说是非常非常重要。
And no one can live without hope.
没有人可以没有指望来生活。
And if without hope, and what's the purpose of living?
如果没有指望的话，我们生活的目的是什么呢？
And during the pandemic, a lot of people who have lost hope in life, therefore their mental state and started to spiral down to despair or even depression.
在这个疫情当中，我们很多人呢的心灵精神上都失去了这个盼望，所以我们整个这个人的精神开始下滑。
But as Christians, we always have a hope under all circumstances.
但是作为基督徒，无论在任何的环境当中，我们都有指望。
We thank the Lord we have a hope because the salvation of our Lord.
我们实在是感谢主，我们之所以有指望，是因为我们在主里边的救恩。
And without the Lord, actually, our life is just like the rest of the world. It is without hope.
如果没有主在我们心里边的话，我们和世人一样是没有指望。
And brothers and sisters, probably we can reflect on the life we had before we came to know the Lord.
弟兄姐妹们，我们可以回想一下我们认识主之前的生活。
And before we were saved, God was not in our life. God was not in our life.
在我们信主之前，神不在我们的生活当中。
And we would just eat and drink, and we would die tomorrow.
我们就吃吃喝喝，然后明天就死了。
And there was no purpose, no meaning in life.
在生活当中没有意义。
And there was no hope beyond this lifetime.
在这个今生之外没有任何的指望。
But after we believe in the Lord,
但是当我们信主之后，
and we have a hope both for this lifetime and also for hope beyond this lifetime.
我们就对着今生有指望，也对着今生以后的永世有指望。
In the present time, our God is our hope.
在今天这个时代，我们的神是我们的指望。
And he is our hope and help in all challenges.
他是在我们所有的这些挑战当中的指望。
And Psalm says in Psalm 42 verse 5.
在诗篇里边第42章第五节。
And the psalmist says, why are you in despair? He was speaking to his own soul. He said, why are you in despair, O my soul? And why have you become disturbed within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise him for the help of his presence.
这个诗人在这里边对着他自己的心说，他说我的心啊，你为何烦闷，为何在我里边烦躁，应当仰望神，因他用笑脸帮助我们，我还要称赞他。
And the psalmist reminds us that to hope in God, and we can praise him because he is our help within his presence.
诗人在这里边提醒我们，我们应该在主里边有盼望，因为他是我们，他又用笑脸帮助我们，我们要称赞他。
And brothers and sisters, are we currently in difficulties or under any pressure?
弟兄姐妹们，我们是不是现在生活在一个困难或者是压抑的环境当中？
Are we in despair and or disturbed?
我们是不是绝望或者是被搅扰？
And what a wonderful reminder from the psalmist.
这诗人在这里边给我们一个何等奇妙的提醒。
And our hope is in God.
我们的指望是在乎神。
Because our God knows us and the Almighty is able to help us.
因为我们的神知道我们，这位全能的神可以帮助我们。
And our God is hope in all challenges.
我们的神是在所有的这些挑战当中赐给我们指望的那一位。
And our God is also the hope in all our needs.
我们的神也是在我们所有的这些需要当中给我们 指望的神。
And Paul says in 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 17.
保罗在提摩太前书第六章第十七节告诉我们。
And he says, instruct those who are rich in the present world not to be conceited or to fix their hope on the uncertainty of riches, but on God, who richly supplies us with all things to enjoy.
保罗这边让提摩太吩咐，你要吩咐那些今世富足的人，不要自高，也不要依靠无定的钱财，只要依靠那厚赐百物给我们享受的神。
So Paul here exhorts us to fix our hope on God.
保罗这里边要劝勉我们，把我们的盼望定睛在神的身上。
And our God is our Father.
我们的神是我们的天父。
And what a blessing we have the Creator, the King, the Creator of all things to be our loving Father.
我们是何等有福，这位创造宇宙万物的神是我们的父。
And He loves us.
他爱我们。
And he will richly supply us with all things to enjoy.
他要厚赐百物给我们享受。
And we thank our God that he strengthened us and provides for us in our journey back home.
我们实在是感谢主，他要供应我们，他要激励我们在这条回家的路上。
And our God is our hope in the present time.
我们的神也是在今天这个现今这个时代给我们指望的。
But not only that, he is our hope in the future.
不仅如此，它也是我们对未来的一个指望。
Actually, in the New Testament, and the word of the Lord tells us our ultimate hope is concerning our future.
实际上，新约圣经告诉我们，我们最终的那个盼望是我们将来。
And it is a time when God's purpose is fulfilled.
是当神的计划完成的时候。
And it is a time when the glory of God will be fully manifested.
是当那个时候，当神的所有的计划完全彰显出来的时候。
And it's a time that our salvation will reach its utmost and we will be like Christ.
是当我们的救恩达到了他的最高的目的，当我们都像基督的时候。
And it's a time we will have and enjoy all Christ is and all he has.
那个时候我们就可以完全的拥有享受主耶稣基督的所事和他的所做。
Brothers and sisters, this indeed is a good news.
弟兄姐妹们，这实在是一个大好的消息。
And it is indeed the gospel.
这的确是福音。
And it is indeed our hope.
是的确是我们的盼望。
And so we really thank the Lord for the hope we have.
我们实在是为着我们的盼望感谢神。
And but dear, so I also would like to touch upon the relationship between hope and faith.
弟兄姐妹们，我也愿意在这里边交通一点信心和盼望的关系。
And there's actually from the word of the Lord, we can see that they are closely related.
我们借着神的话语，我们可以看见这两件事情，信心和盼望是非常紧密的连在一起的。
And as a matter of fact, in some part of the scripture, these two words are interchangeable.
实际上在有些这个圣经的章节里边，这两个字是可以彼此互换的。
And we know that faith is a spiritual seeing.
我们知道信心是一个属灵的看见。
And through faith, we can see what the Lord has done for us, and we can have a peek into the spiritual realm.
借着信心，我们可以看见神向我们所做的，我们可以瞥见那个属灵的真实。
And also, faith is a channel to usher in all the spiritual blessings into our life.
信心也是把那些属灵的祝福能够传递给我们的一个管道。
And it will become a reality and in our current walk.
也是在我们这个今天今世为生为生活行事为人的一个实际。
And so faith is actually for the present time, but its experience is incomplete, is a partial.
信心是在我们今天这个的一个实际。但是呢，它只是这个一个部分。
Yes, so we can by faith we can experience a certain we can experience the Lord in such a way that is not 100% complete.
我们可以借着信心来经历神的工作恩典，但是呢，并不是百分之百的经历。
And because we are still in our flesh,
因为我们还在这个肉身当中。
But the concerning hope is a seeing, but it is a.Waiting for the full manifestation of God's will.
那这个盼望就是我们是一个看见，并且等待那个 实际的完成。
And the manifestation will be complete, and that is for the future.
这个当这个盼望完成被彰显出来的时候，是为着未来。
And so probably we can see a little bit difference between these two. But as we are walking by faith today,
我们可以看见这两个稍微有一点点区别。但是今天，当我们借着信心来行事为人的时候
，And the faith will lead us to hold on to the hope and for the completion of God's will in the future.
信心就带领我们能够抓住神给我们的盼望，并且是为着将来能够。
And so there's a little bit difference between these two, but they are very closely related. The faith closely related to the hope we have in the Lord in the future.
这个是有一点点的区别，但是非常紧密的连接在一起的，是这个信心把我们带进这个将来要完成的盼望当中。
Yes. Concerning this hope, the Bible describes this. It is a living. It is a living hope.
这个盼望圣经告诉我们呢是一个活泼的盼望。
And that's what Peter says in 1 Peter chapter 1 verses 3 and 4.
这就是彼得在彼得前书一章三到四节告诉我们。
Yeah, there's a phrase that we are born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
我们呢是靠着他活泼的靠着神的大怜悯，借着基督复活重生了我们，使我们有活泼的盼望。
Yes, it is a living hope, is a lively hope,
是一个活泼的盼望。
And through resurrection of Jesus Christ, we have been born again, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们，我们是借着耶稣基督从死里复活重生了我们。
And we have given a new life,
我们得到了一个新的生命。
And that's the life of Christ.
这是主耶稣基督的生命。
And because of this life, we have hope.
因为这个生命，所以我们才有盼望。
And Peter said that we have a hope to obtain an inheritance.
我们这是得到了神的基业。
And that inheritance imperishable, undefiled, and will not fade away. And that inheritance is reserved in heaven for you and for me.
这个基业呢，是不能够朽坏，不能够玷污，不能够衰残，并且是为我们存留在天上。
And the hope is a living, is a lively, is active, is operative.
这个盼望是一个活泼的，是一个有功效的，是一个主动的。
And that will give us a strength and endurance for us to continue on with our pilgrimage.
这个就给我们能力，给我们忍耐，能够使我们在这条属天的路上行走。
And when Paul talks about this hope, he says it is a hope laid out in heaven.
当保罗告诉我们这个盼望的时候，这个盼望是存留在天上的。
And the hope, this hope will direct our eyes, heavenward.
这个盼望使我们的目光能够向天。
Brothers and sisters, as Christians, our hope is never just in this world.
弟兄姐妹们，作为基督徒，我们的盼望不应该是在这个地上。
And not only just in the world.
不应该仅仅是在这个地上。
Yes, and if our hope is only in this lifetime, Paul says that of all men, we are most to be pitied.
保罗告诉我们说，如果我们的指望是在今世，那我们比众人都更可怜。
And but we thank the Lord, we are children of God.
但是感谢主，我们是神的儿女。
And we have the life of Christ.
我们有基督的生命。
And we have been born again from above into this world.
我们是从上边重生的，让我们进入到这个世界上。
In our short stage in this world, probably a few decades.
在我们这个在地上这个短短的旅程当中，也许几十年的时间。
And we are actually on our journey back home.
我们实际上是走上一条回家的路。
And we are homebound, we are heavenbound.
我们是向着回家，我们是向着天的。
And to obtain the inheritance reserved for you and for me.
是要得着那个为我们存留的基业。
Brothers and sisters, that's our hope.
弟兄姐妹们，这是我们的盼望。
So, when I meditate upon these points, somehow I was reminded of a very famous species in our Northwest.
当我在思想这件事情的时候，我的就被我们这个西北地区一个非常奇妙的物种所提醒。
And that's a salmon fish.
那个就是三文鱼。
And we know that the salmon runs are very spectacular every year.
我们知道这个三文鱼洄游的时候是每年都是一个奇观。
Yes, and the salmon actually is born in fresh water. Usually is in the upstream of a river.
三文鱼它实际上都是在淡水里边出生的, 特别是在这个河流的上游。
And yeah, that's upstream of the river. Usually the water is clear and cool.
在这个上游的地方呢, 那个水是清洁, 是冷的。
And they spend most of their adult life in the ocean.
但是他们大多数的整个的生命的大多数的时间都是在海洋里边生活。
But when time comes, they will start their journey back home.
但是当时间到了的时候, 他们就开始有个洄游。
And they would need to swim upstream.
他们就要逆流而上。
And they need to swim against the flow.
要逆着这个水流而上。
And also along the way, they need to avoid the attacks and of all the predators.
他们在这个整个这个旅行当中要避免许多这个捕食者的攻击。
And their outward journey is a very challenging, very difficult, full of dangers.
这个向上游的这整个旅行是非常充满了挑战，充满了艰辛，各样的危险。
And there's the marine scientists are still trying. They have this all kinds of theory why they would like to make such a difficult journey.
就海洋学家们还 正在研究各种各样的理论，解释为什么三文鱼要洄游。
But somehow for this salmon fish, they have this innate draw to direct their directions back home.
但是好像有一个非常奇妙的事情，就是在这个三文鱼中间，他们里边有一个吸引，让他们回到家里。
Yes, there's innate ability, innate draw. There's a part of their life.
这是他们生活当，他们生命当中的一部分，在他们内。 深处有一个吸引，让他们回家。
Yeah, and there's another species that is called flounder.
有另外一种鱼，就是比目鱼。
Yes, and the flounder is a kind of a if you look at the flounder, it's looks a little bit funny. They have their two eyes on the one side of their body.
如果我们看这个比目鱼的时候呢，长得它这个形状有点奇怪，因为它的两个眼睛都是往上。
Yeah, so they are on one side of their body.
并且这个两个眼睛是长在这个身体的一边。
Yes, and they have their eyes looking up, but unfortunately, they spend most of their times, most of their life on the bottom of the ocean.
他们的眼睛呢都是往上看的，但是很不幸就是他们整个一生当中都是生活在这个水的最底部。
And brothers and sisters, I feel like we Christians. We are just like the salmon fish. We have a life that is like a salmon.
弟兄姐妹们，我感觉我们作为基督徒，我们的生命像三文鱼的生命。
And it is the life will direct us to go home.
这个生命要引导我们回家。
And this life is going upward. This life is heaven bound.
这个生命是向上的，是属天的。
But so often, even we have a life like salmon, but we all We live like a flounder.
但是很多的时候，虽然我们有一个像三文鱼一样的生命，但是我们很多的时候生活呢，是像一个比目鱼一样。
Yes, we may have our eyes on upward looking up, but we probably spend a lot of time on the bottom of the ocean and entangled by all kinds of earthly things.
我们的确是有的眼睛是可以向上向天看的，但是呢，我们很多的时候生活在这个海洋底部。 被世上的各样的事情所缠累。And
may the Lord have a grace and mercy upon us.
愿神有怜悯，有恩典给我们。And
continue to direct our gaze upon Himself.
继续把我们的目光吸引在他自己的身上。Reminding
us that our hope is laid up in heaven.
提醒我们，我们的指望是在天上。And
brothers and sisters, what does this hope originate from?
弟兄姐妹们，这个指望是从哪里来的呢？
And this hope is not manufactured by ourselves.
这个指望不是我们自己制造出来的。
And the Bible says that in Romans 15:13.
圣经在罗马书15章第13节告诉我们。
It says He is a God of hope. He is the God of hope.
这里边告诉我们说呢，他是使人有盼望的神。
And our hope is originated. From God.
我们的盼望是来自于神。
And Francis, while we believe in the Lord, not only does He Himself fill us with all joy and peace.
当我们相信主的时候, 神不仅把我们用喜乐和平安所充满，
and he also placed this hope in us.
并且他把这个指望盼望放在我们里面。
So God is the originator of our hope.
所以神是这个盼望的源头。
And the word of the Lord also says that Christ is the foundation and the goal for this hope.
圣经也告诉我们说我们的基督是我们盼望的根基和目标。
And in Colossians 1:27 and which we already read, it says Paul says Christ in you, the hope of glory.
我们刚才读到这个圣经告诉我们说基督在我们里边成了有荣耀的盼望。
And so Brian says, what is glory?
什么是荣耀呢？
And I feel like one brother said it pretty well.
我感觉到有一个弟兄说的非常好。
And he says, glory is when God looks at us and look at the things and say, this is how it ought to be.
荣耀就是当神看我们或者看见某件事情的时候，神说这是应事情是应该这样子。
Yes, it is a right order. Then at that time, the glory is manifested.
就是按照神的次序是对的。那个时候，神的荣耀就彰显出来。
And so glory is a God satisfied, God manifested, and a God approved.
所以荣耀就是神满足、神彰显、神证明。
And when God is happy, and then glory is manifested.
当神喜乐的时候，这个荣耀就彰显出来。
And so to be specific, brothers and sisters, our Lord Jesus Christ is the glory of God.
更确切地说，我们的主耶稣基督就是神的荣耀。
Because he is the one whom God is completely satisfied with.
因为他只有他是那一位神可以完全满足的。
And he is the one whom God fully approves.
也是他也是那一位神可以完全的验证批准的。
And so Paul says that Christ in you the hope of glory.
所以保罗告诉我们说基督在你里面成了有荣耀的盼望。
And when Christ is in you and in me,
当基督在你在我里边的时候，
And God has a God a foundation that he could continue his work of a building.
所以神就得到了一个根基，可以在这个根基上做建造。
And Christ is also the ultimate purpose and ultimate goal thatGod's word leads us to.
基督也是神最终在我们里边所要建造的那个目的。
And one day we'll be like him. That is our hope of glory.
有一天我们都要像他，那是我们一个荣耀的盼望。
We really want to give thanks to our Lord for such a great salvation.
我们实在是要为着我们主耶稣基督在这个奇妙的救恩感谢他。
And just by a simple believing, this glory is already in you and also in me.
借着简单的信，这个荣耀已经在你在我的里边。
But currently it is hidden.
但是现今的时代呢，它还是一个处于隐藏的时
代。And sometimes as we live out the life of Christ, that glory may appear a little bit.
有的时候我们活出了一些基督的形象，那个荣耀稍微彰显了一点。
But one day we will be completely transformed and conform into the image of God's beloved Son.
有一天我们都要改变成神儿子那个荣耀的形象。
And that is a glory we are all hoping for.
那个就是我们都一起盼望的荣耀。
And as Christians, brothers and sisters, no matter what circumstances we may be under,
弟兄姐妹们，作为基督徒，无论我们是在怎样的这个环境光景当中，
And what challenges we may have in this lifetime,
不论我们今生所面临的何等的挑战，
And we all have this glorious end.
我们都有着一个荣耀的结束终点。
And brothers and sisters, probably a lot of times we don't feel like there's much glory in us.
弟兄姐妹们，有的时候我们实在是感觉到在我们里面没有很多的荣耀。
Yes, my brother probably don't see that much glory in me.
我的弟兄可能没有看见在我里面有很多的荣耀。
But our brother need to have a hope not in me, but in Christ in me.
但是我的弟兄呢，需要看见这个指望不是在我的里边，乃是在基督里。
Yes, the hope is in Christ, who is in me.
这个我们的盼望是在基督里，但基督是在我们里边。
Yes, one day, I and together with all brothers and sisters, we will be like Christ, and that is our glorious end.
有一天，我和所有的弟兄姐妹们，我们都要一同在耶稣基督的荣耀里。
And that's a hope we are waiting for.
这是我们的荣耀的盼望，也是我们的荣耀的 等待。
And concerning this hope, the Holy Spirit is a strengthener.
作为这个指望，我们的圣灵呢，就是成为一个他的坚持，一个加强者。
Yes, and in Romans 15:13, Paul says that we will abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit.
罗马书第十五章第十三节告诉我们说，我们都是盼望着神有平安喜乐。
So in our journey back home, we at times we may get distracted and lose sight.
在我们这个条回家的路上，有的时候我们会被打扰，我们会失去了目标。
And sometimes we may also be in dismay and lose hope.
有的时候我们实在是灰心失望。
But we thank the Lord, the Holy Spirit is a strengthener of our hope.
但是我们非常感谢主，这个圣灵是我们这个盼望的加强者。
And He will strengthen our hope. By His power, so that we will not lose heart, and our hope may not be dimming.
所以这个圣灵呢，要在我们心里边做一个鼓励、坚强的工作，使我们不致失望、不致羞耻。
And brothers and sisters, our hope is originated from God, and its foundation is in, and the goal is in Christ.
我们的这个指望是来自于神，是一个根基。
And its foundation and the goal is in Christ.
并且这个目标呢是在耶稣基督里。
And also it is strengthened by the Holy Spirit.
并且圣灵是这个它的坚固者。
And the Bible also tells us that our hope is based on the Word of God.
并且圣经告诉我们说，我们的这个指望是建立在神的话语根基之上。
And Romans 15:4, the latter part says,So that through perseverance and encouragement of the scriptures, we might have hope.
罗马书第十四章十五章第四节后半部分告诉我们说，叫我们因圣经所生的忍耐和安慰，就可以得着盼望。
Brothers and sisters, we need to spend time on the word of the Lord.
弟兄姐妹们，我们需要在神的话语上花时间。
Especially during this very challenging time.
特别是在这个充满挑战的这个时代。
And especially during the time that is so close to his return.
特别是在这个我们主耶稣基督马上就要回来的时候。
And as we read his word, and as we listen to the message, and we need to have this heart that is willing to trust and believe.
当我们读他话语的时候，读他这些信心的时候，愿我们心里边有一个盼望，我们要相信，要遵守。
My brothers and sisters, probably we have read a lot of the scripture, and probably we have heard a lot of messages.
弟兄姐妹们，我们可能都读了许多的圣经，听见很多的信息。
But how much have we taken it, the word of the Lord, into our hearts?
但是我们把多少的神的话语真实的放在我们的心里呢？
And how much have we been persuaded by the word?
我们对这些话语有多少确信？
And when we have been constantly told that the Lord's return is imminent, and we need to be alert and prepared for that day,
我们是常常被提醒主耶稣基督回来的日子近了，我们需要警醒，需要预备。
And how much impact does it have on our lives?
那这些对我们的生活有多大的影响？
Brothers and sisters, may the Lord have mercy on us.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，愿神怜悯我们。
And so that we can truly trust and believe.In His Word,
我们可以真实的相信，依靠他的话语。
And so that we can truly find patience and comfort and hope,
我们可以在他里边找到耐心，找到忍耐，找到安慰。
So, brothers and sisters, the hope is already in you and also in me.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，这个盼望已经在你里边，在我里边。
But in order to make the hope to become a reality, or subjective experience in life.
但是要这个盼望成为一个实际，成为我们生活的经历。
And our God permits tribulations to be upon us.
所以神就许可一些患难临到我们。
And so that the hope will become my hope and your hope.
所以那个盼望就可以成为你的盼望和我的盼望。
And that's what Paul says in Romans chapter 5.Verses 3-5.
那就是保罗在罗马书第五章三到五节所说的。
And in the interest of time, we will not read this passage.
我们因着时间的关系就不把这整个经文来读了。
And but Paul says in Romans chapter 3 verses 3 to 5, he says, we shall celebrate or glory in tribulation.
保罗在这里边告诉我们说呢，就是在患难当中也要欢欢喜喜。
And yes, and we need to, in Chinese it says rejoicing. And there's also, there's another, could also be translated as celebrating and also glorying.
在中文里边这里边呢翻译成是欢欢喜喜的，其实 在英文或者原文里边呢可能有要庆祝庆祝的意思。
Yes, and also, yes, to celebrate. Yeah, because the tribulation will cause internal pressure and confinement and restriction.
因为这个患难要在我们里边产生压力，要在我们里边产生不安。
Yes, under such a confinement and restriction, and the perseverance will be produced, and the perseverance is the strength that can stand under pressure and not be broken.
那这个里边这个压力或者是一个好压迫，这个环境的压迫会产生一个忍耐。
Yes, and the perseverance is a strength that can endure pressure and not be broken.
这个忍耐呢就是他的一个力量，他可以在这个非常压迫的环境下没有被打倒。
And perseverance will then produce a proven character or experience.
这个忍耐要生老练或者生锻炼我们的性格。
Yes, and that is to the character and the experience is in our faith.
那这个老练或者是经历性格是在建立在信心的基础是。
And yes, the faith will be tested, will be proven.
所以这样的话我们的信心就经历了试验，我们的信心就得到了成全。
And in the forming process, the proven faith will work its way to its end to produce hope in us.
在这个最后这个整个的过程当中，这个信心在我们里边就产生出盼望。
And in tribulation, eventually, our eyes will be directed to heaven, to the Lord himself.
在所有这些患难当中，最终我们的目光应该被引导到天上，到神的面前。
So Paul says that we need to celebrate, and we need to rejoice, and we need to glory in tribulation.
所以保罗这里边告诉我们说，在这个患难当中，我们要庆祝，我们要欢欢喜喜的，我们要有这个荣耀。
I think that is a really, really a different perspective from most of us.
我实在是承认这是对我们很多人来讲是一个非常不同的一个观点。
Yeah, because in our natural inclinations, we all try to avoid all kinds of difficulties and afflictions.
因在我们这个天性当中我们都会避免许多的患难，许多的这些困难。
And when the time is tough and difficult, and oftentimes we will just hang our heads and we will feel distressed.
在很多这个困难艰难的环境当中，我们可能会低头失望。
And but if we can see the glorious end of it,
但是如果我们看见那个荣耀的结束
，and so then it will give us a different perspective as we are faced with trials.
就会在我们经历患难的时候，给我们一个全新不同的角度。
And So Paul said that we need to celebrate and we need to lift up our heads.
所以保罗就说我们需要在这个时候呢庆祝，并且呢抬头。
Brother Charles Spurgeon concerning this point once said this.
施布珍弟兄有一次当他思想到这个话这段经文的时候曾经说。
And I quote what he said.
我要引他所说的话。
He says a Christian man should be willing to be tried. He should be pleased to let his belief be put to the test. There, says he, hammer away if you like.
作为一个基督徒，他的信心要愿意被考验，他应该呢经历这些考验，并且说来吧，请锤炼我。
Yes, and we probably may not be as mature as Paul.
我们可能不是像保罗那样的成熟。
And we may not be able to celebrate as Paul says here.
我们可能没有办法像保罗这样说，我们在患难当中还是要庆祝。
And we may not be as bold as Brother Spurgeon said, and to hammer it away as you like.
我们也可能没有像士布真弟兄那样的勇敢说，来吧，请锤炼我。
But somehow pray that the word of the Lord will change our perspective.
但是我们祷告，愿神的话能够改变我们整个这个不同的视角。
And so that we can have a different attitude perspective concerning afflictions or tribulations.
所以我们对着患难，我们有完全不同的一个态度，不同的视角。
And whether they are the current situation we are under, we are still in the pandemic.
不论我们现在这个光景是怎样的，我们现在还处在这个疫情当中。
Or any other issues in life.
或者是我们生活当中其他的问题。
And we can see the positive end out of them.
我们可以看见那个结束会带来一个非常正面的结果。
And so that we will be comforted and strengthened.
所以我们的心就被安慰，被坚固。
And we praise the Lord for giving us such a hope.
我们感谢主给我们这样的一个盼望。
And we praise the Lord for all kinds of life experiences that are forming hope as a reality in our lives.
我们也感谢主给我们生活当中各种各样的经历，使这个盼望能够在我们里边形成，成为实际。
And if we have already have this hope, what is our response to it?
如果我们里边已经有了这个盼望，我们的反应是什么？
And brothers and sisters, I would like to share a few action phrases as a mutual encouragement to all of us.
弟兄姐妹们，我愿意和大家分享几个这个动词，有动作的词，做我们彼此的激励。
And the first is a look for.
第一个就是要等待。Yes,
Yeah, in Titus 2:13, Paul says, looking for the blessed hope and the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Christ Jesus.
在提多书二章第十三节，这里边说，等候所盼望的福，并等候至大的神和我们救主耶稣基督荣耀显现。Yes,
and the word is translated as a waiting for in Chinese, and also for looking for, but actually in the original meaning, it says to wait expectantly, but at the same time to be ready and to receive all that is hoped for.
这里边我们中文把这个翻译成等候，但它里边也有意思，就是我们盼望带着一个期盼来等待，并且呢要看见它的功效。Yes,
and we will be ready to receive what we are hoping for.
并且我们能够准备接受 我们所盼望的那个结果。Yes,
and so it's never a passive waiting.
并不是一个被动的等候。Yes,
and sometimes if we are to wait for a bus, we kind of just stand there or sit there to wait something to happen, wait for the arrival of the bus.
就像我们如果等公交车的时候, 我们就坐在那儿站在那儿等着这个车来。And
but the looking for or waiting for here is active participation, participating and preparing for what is to come.
但这里边所讲到的等候呢，是一个积极主动的等待着，并且要参与所发生的事情。And
we know the Olympic Games was supposed to happen last year in 2020, but it was postponed because of the pandemic.
我们知道奥运会本来是应该去年开的，但是因着疫情所以延期了。
And so for over a year, and all the athletes, they are waiting, they have been waiting for the announcements whether to have their games on for this in 2021, this year.
所以过去的一年当中，所有的这些运动员都在等待着这个宣告，是不是今年还有这个奥运会。
And I don't think any one of them will be just sitting idle and waiting for the announcements.
我相信没有一个这些运动员，他们就是在那闲懒的等待着。And
as they were waiting for the announcement, they definitely would continue to train and to be ready. If the games are on, then they will be ready to take the fields or the tracks.
我们相信这些运动员，他们在这个等待当中，他们没有间断他们的训练，他们一直在做好积极的准备。如果这个运动会开始了，无论是在田径方面的，他哪个方面，他们都会预备好来参加。
Brothers and sisters, this is an active anticipation and a preparation for what is to come. That is a looking for.
所以这个弟兄姐妹们，这个等待就是一个积极的、主动的预备，并且能够参与其中。
And the second action phrase I would like to share is hold fast.
第二个有动作的词我要分享的就是坚守。
Yes, and in Hebrews 10 verse 23, it says, let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful.
这希伯来书十章二十三节告诉我们说，也要坚守我们所承认的指望，不致摇动，因为那应许我们的是真实。
And here says that we can hold fast and without wavering. It is all because our God is faithful.
这里边告诉我们说，我们要坚守我们所承认的指望，不至于摇动。它因为其实原因是因为所那应许我们的是信实的。
Yes, our God is faithful, and He is faithful to His promises, and He is faithful to completing His own will.
我们的神是信实的，他对着他的应许是信实的，他对着他所要成就的也是信实。
What He has a promise will happen.
当他所应许的就一定要成就。
And that is our assurance, and so that we can hold fast and without wavering.
这就是我们可以在坚守的确据，不至于摇动。
And the third action phrase is purify ourselves.
第三个这个有动作的词是要洁净我们。
And 1 John 3:3, it says,And everyone who has this hope fixed on him purifies himself just as he is pure.
约翰一书三章三节告诉我们说，凡像他有这指望的，就洁净自己，像他洁净一样。
And our hope is when the Lord appears, we'll be just like him. As he is pure, and we should purify ourselves.
我们的神，当他来的时候，我们要像他，我们要像他一样洁净。他洁净，我们也洁净。
And here, pure means a singular, means a clean, means a without mixing any other intents.
这里边的这个洁净呢，是表示一个单一，不是一个掺杂的一个状态。
And it is just like what Paul says in Second Corinthians 11:3. It is like a chaste virgin keeping herself pure, waiting for the coming of the bridegroom.
就是像保罗在哥林多后书里边所提到的，就像一个童女等待她的丈夫一样洁净。
So to purify ourselves is to have a simplicity and a purity of our devotion to Christ.
洁净就是让我们有一个单一的，有一个纯一的，向着主纯一的心。
And concerning the work of a purification, and Peter says in 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 22.
当谈到这个洁净的时候，彼得在这个彼得前书一章二十二节告诉我们。
And he says, seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit.
因为你们既因顺从真理洁净了自己的心。
And that is the first part of that verse.
这是这个这节经文的头半部分。
And from that part of the verse, we can see that,The work of a purification actually takes place in our souls.
所以这里边我们看见这个洁净实际上是在我们心里边的一个活动。
And our souls need to be purified.
是我们的心灵需要被洁净。
Our soul.
就我们的魂需要被洁净。
Yes, yes. And it is by obeying the truth through the Holy Spirit.
并且是借着圣灵顺从真理所实行。
And the truth is the word of God, and He has a purifying power.
真理是神的话，它有一个洁净的功能。
And we remember what is said in Psalm 119 verse 9.
我们记得在诗篇119篇第九节说。
And the psalmist says that how can a young man keep his way pure by keeping it according to your word?
这里面说少年人用什么洁净他的行为呢？是要遵行你的话。
And so therefore the word of the Lord we can see that it has the purifying power.
所以我们这里面看见神的话有一个洁净的能力。
And we need to obey the word of truth.
我们并且要顺从真理。
So brothers and sisters, as we already mentioned that we need to trust and believe the word of God.
我们需要 相信需要接受神的话。
And but here we will add one more point to it, we need to obey it.
这里边加上另外一个点就是要顺从。
And probably brother and sister have heard the servant of God, C.T. Studd.
可能很多的弟兄姐妹们听见神的仆人斯达德。
And he was a servant greatly used by the Lord.
他是一个神大用的仆人。
And there's another servant of God, F.D. Meyer.
神的另外一位仆人就是 Meyer 弟兄。
And Effie Meyer, at one time, I wonder why City Star could be used by the Lord in such a mighty way.
有很多一段时间呢 ，Meyer 弟兄他就在寻求为什么斯达德弟兄可以成为神这样大用的仆人。
And later he found out the secret.
后来他就发现了这个秘诀。
And he shared that whenever.The brother sister opened the word of the Lord, the Bible.
他就分享到每当斯达德弟兄打开神打开圣经神的话语的时候。
And he was not looking for promises, rather he was looking for commands of God so that he could obey.
他并不是在意去找那些应许乃是 找神的命令他可以遵守。
And what the attitude toward God of,to the word of God.
这是对着神话语一个何等的态度。
May we all have that kind of attitude. We are willing to find God's word as a commandment to us, and we are willing to obey it.
愿我们都有这样的一个态度，我们愿意在神的话语当中寻找他的命令，并且顺服。
But to obey the word of truth, the word of God is through the Holy Spirit.
但是我们这里面看见是借着圣灵来顺服真理。
By our own strength, and oftentimes we will fail. We will fall into a struggle. We have this conflict within us.
如果我们借着自己的力量，我们常常会失败，我们会进入各种的这个征战当中。
But it is by through the Holy Spirit. It's by His revealing and also by His enabling.
这里边呢是借着圣灵，借着圣灵所赐的能力和他的显现。
Pray that by the mercy of the Lord, we can purify our souls by obeying the truth through the Holy Spirit.
我们祷告，愿神借着圣灵，借着我们对真理的顺服，来洁净我们的魂。
And lastly, brothers and sisters, we need to wait patiently.
最后呢，我们是需要有耐心的等待。
We already mentioned that hope refers to the future.
我们已经提到了这个指望是关乎将来的。
And it requires a wait time.
它需要一个等待的时间。
And while we are waiting, and our patience is put under test.
当我们在这个等待的时间的时候，我们的耐心就被考验。
And pray that the Lord of the grace of the Lord will be upon us.
我们祷告，愿神的恩典临到我们。
And while we are waiting, and we will not feel frustrated or given up.
当我们在这个等待的时候，我们不至于。不至于失望，不至于放弃。
But we could wait patiently for the day that our hope will turn into sight.
我们耐心的等待，那一天我们的盼望要成为眼见。
And brothers and sisters, as Christians, we do have a reason and to rejoice in hope.
弟兄姐妹们，作为基督徒，我们实在是有理由要在这个患难中有指望。
What are we hoping for? What are we waiting for?
我们所盼望的，我们所等待的是什么呢？弟兄们
，And we are actually waiting for the imminent return of our Lord.
我们实在是等待着主即将的降临。
And we are waiting for the completion of our God's will.
我们要等待神要完成的旨意。
And while we are waiting for that day,
当我们正在等待着那一天来到的时候
，And let's look for, and we also hold fast to the hope.
我们要等候，我们也要坚守那个指望。
And at the same time, let's purify our souls and wait patiently for the Lord's return.
同时，让我们的魂得到洁净，我们可以耐心等待主的再来。
May this be a mutual encouragement to all of us.
愿这成为我们彼此之间的共同的激励。
And let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Lord, we thank you and praise you.
主，我们感谢赞美你。
Because our God is faithful.
因为我们的神是信实的神。
And we also thank you for such a great salvation.
我们也为着这个奇妙的救恩感谢你。
It's indeed Christ in us is a hope of glory.
的确，基督在我们里面成了有荣耀的盼望。
And the Lord, because of our salvation, because of life we have received, Lord, we have become a people of hope.
因为我们得着这个生命, 我们成为一群有盼望的人。
And we are waiting for that glorious day.
我们等待着那个荣耀的日子。
And we are waiting for the completion of the will of God.
我们等待着神的旨意成就那一天。
And Lord, while we are still on our way back home,
主啊, 当我们在回家的路上的时候,
pray that you will continue to strengthen us.
我们祷告, 求你继续坚固我们,
and continue to direct our gaze upon yourself.
继续把我们的目光吸引在你自己的身上,
continue to remind us we have a hope laid out for us in heaven.
继续提醒我们, 我们在天上有基业,
so that we will not lose sight nor lose heart.
以至于我们不至于, 失去了目标, 失去我们的心失望。
And rather, we will be encouraged and continue to rise up and follow you.
以至于我们能够得到激励, 我们能够起来来跟随你。
Lord, bless your word.
主啊, 我们求你祝福你的话语。
Continue to strengthen us.
请你继续坚固我们。
In Jesus' most precious name we pray.
奉主耶稣最宝贵的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
So, brothers and sisters, we'd like to use the following a few minutes to have some announcements.
弟兄姐妹们, 我们要借着下边的, 时间有一点点的报告。
And all the regular meetings will be held as usual.
我们所有的这些, 立场的聚会都是按时进行的。
And the meetings are still held online.
那当然这些聚会呢, 现在都是在线上。
And especially would like to encourage brothers and sisters to join the Tuesday prayer meeting.
我们特别鼓励弟兄姐妹们能够参加礼拜二的祷告聚会。
And yes, the time is very challenging and we need to lift up our brothers and sisters in prayer before the Lord.
我们生活在一个非常充满挑战的时代, 我们需要把我们自己弟兄姐妹们带到神的面前。
And we also have a gospel meeting, Saturday gospel meeting this Saturday.
要来这个星期六, 我们有一个福音聚会。
And the time starts at 7 p.m.
是7点开始。
And this time, Sister Shibo Gao will be sharing her testimony.
这一次高士伯姊妹要做见证。
And Brother Qi Yan will be preaching the gospel.
王继言弟兄传福音。
And so we'd like to ask brothers and sisters to remember the meeting in your prayers.
我们请弟兄姐妹们在祷告中纪念这个福音聚会。
And also invite gospel friends to attend.
邀请福音朋友来参加。
And then next Sunday, and the message meeting, and we have brothers Sandy Young and Ben Sun share.
下一个主日的聚会是由两位弟兄杨信远弟兄和孙家荣弟兄交通。
And brothers Ben Chen and Shibo Li will be interpreting.
张立邦弟兄和李世波弟兄翻译。
And this year's WCCC will be held online from July 28th to August 1st.
今年的西安特会是在线上举行, 是7月28号到8月1号。
The theme for the conference is the spiritual reality of church, and that is derived from Colossians 3:11.
那这一次聚会的主题是教会属灵的实际, 是来源于哥罗西书第3章11节。
And so, brothers and sisters, if you have not registered, please register as soon as possible.
弟兄姐妹们, 如果你还没有注册的话, 请快快地注册。
And we also would like to encourage brothers and sisters to lift up the conference in your prayers.
我们也请弟兄姐妹们在祷告当中纪念这个聚会。
And please pray for the speakers and the interpreters.
为着讲员, 为着翻译的弟兄们祷告。
And pray for the serving brothers and sisters at Alhambra.
为着LA那边服侍的弟兄姐妹们祷告。
And also pray for all kinds of meeting arrangements because and it will be held online.
因为这次是线上, 所以我们也请为着各样的聚会的安排祷告。
And brothers and sisters, if you have any questions concerning this conference,
弟兄姐妹们, 如果有问题的话,
and please contact the following brothers.
可以和下边的这些弟兄们联络。
And Brother Li Ma, Brother Huan Lin, Brother Shi Po, and Brother Chen Wu.
林环弟兄, 世伯弟兄, 监慧弟兄和玛丽弟兄。
And their contact info can be found on our website.
弟兄们的联络方式都在我们的网站上。
And I think that will be it for our announcements.
下周五是交通局。
Oh yeah, okay. And also, there's a reminder.
有一个提醒。
And the coming Friday is instead of a regular Bible study, we will have a fellowship meeting.
下一个星期五我们没有，我们是全教会的交通聚会，所以读经聚会暂停一次。Yes,
and so please remember the meeting, your prayer, and also brothers and sisters, please prepare and to come to the meeting to fellowship with the brothers and sisters.
请弟兄姐妹们为这个聚会祷告，也请弟兄姐妹们预备心来参加这个聚会。
And then that will be end of our announcements.
这就是我们的报告就停在这里。
And farewell, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们再见。